I am baffled by Colonel Gaddafi's behavior in giving a hero's welcome to the one man convicted in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988.
Senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Abdel Basset El Megrahi, a former Libyan intelligence agent, was released from a Scottish prison on representation that he's dying of cancer. He flew to Tripoli to be met in an organized rally of hundreds. The honoring of a convicted mass killer has been denounced by President Obama and especially by families of the 270 who were killed in the crash in Lockerbie, Scotland. It looks to them like an endorsement of terrorism after Gaddafi has spent a decade trying to shed his terrorist image. In these 10 years, he has scrapped Libya's nuclear program, he shelled out close to $2 billion in compensation to Lockerbie families, and sought the reopening of diplomatic relations with the United States and others as a token of improved relations. The Libyan leader was due to receive an official visit by Britain's Duke of York, and in prospect was a meeting with President Obama during the United Nations Assembly in September. None of that is happening. Although al-Megrahi was a Gaddafi intelligence officer, the Libyan leader has never personally acknowledged any connection with the bombing. The closest he came was in an interview with journalist Milton Vios in 1999. Asked about his connection with the conspiracy, he said, "I can't answer as to whether Libya was responsible." al-Megrahi has never implicated Gaddafi. Gaddafi has now clasped him to his bosom, apparently willing to defy worldwide condemnation. As to why Gaddafi is willing to risk the fruits of 10 years of courting the West, some analysts believe he may be responding to Libyan public opinion, although public opinion has not seemed to bother him in the past. Or does Gaddafi need to keep his former intelligence officer quiet? As I say, I am baffled. This is Daniel Shore.